Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, everybody. Welcome to today's live broadcast of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord. It is a gorgeous day in September 18th, 2013, and I'm very grateful for your energetic presence today. Thank you for being here. We have a wonderful show for you today. We have a special guest. She is an author, healer, and intuitive. Her name is Irma K. Sawyer, and she has three books out right now that are meant to empower you, support your energy, and connect you with who you really are. So I'm going to bring Irma on here in just a moment so that you can meet her, and we're going to talk about each of her three books as well as how she started on her spiritual path. Those are always some of my favorite stories, and I hear from you that they're your favorite stories to hear as well, so we'll be sure to include that in our conversation today. I always like to give you a heads up about what's coming, what's next on the program, just to have it on your radar so you know what's going on and what to keep an eye out for. Next week on the show, we're going to have our popular monthly Q&A session where I answer your spiritual questions. We have some really good ones this month, including what is the spiritual purpose of bullying? How do I know if I'm channeling a high vibe energy? How do I handle gossip in the workplace from a spiritual energetic perspective? These are all great questions. So that is going to be next week, September 25th. Tune in if you can. And as always, every show is available as a download on iTunes. So you can put it onto your favorite iPlayer and listen at any time. I love giving you this free information, and I love connecting you with really great people who have empowering, relevant messages at this time. A quick update right now is that this week, astrologically, is really powerful. And if you're feeling the energies, if you're feeling some big stuff, please know that it is normal right now. We have Pluto stationing direct on Friday. We have the fall equinox on Sunday. We have a full moon tomorrow. We're moving through a Mercury cardinal grand cross, Mercury in Libra cardinal grand cross. I did a show on that last week. So please know there's a lot going on. Take care of yourself. Love yourself. Check out some of those other shows to get more insights and information. They're all free. It's all available at any time for you. And with that segue, I feel that today's guest is a perfect contributor of this energy we're moving through. Her wisdom, her brilliance, and her knowledge is highly relevant at this time. Irma K. Sawyer is an author, energy healing practitioner, Akashic Record consultant, and intuitive counselor from Southern California. She has been a professional holistic healing and intuitive consultant since 1992 and has taught workshops and classes in the U.S. and abroad. She currently has three books out published by Starfield Press. She has a weekly astrology column at Presence Online Magazine, and is also a featured contributor at Lightworkers World. So you maybe have seen her around, especially on Facebook. She has three Facebook pages that I want to put on your radar. One is her name, Irma K. Sawyer. She has Cosmic Love Wisdom and Stars and Vibes. So if you do a search on Facebook for Irma K. Sawyer or go to her website, irmakSawyer.com, you're going to connect with her and you'll be able to see more of her regular wisdom and contributions. And as we get started here, I want to make sure you know the names of her three books, The Aquarian Empath, Cosmic Love, Keys for the Path of Light, and her latest, The Aquarian Path to Abundance. All great titles. Irma, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Molly. Wow, what a send up. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yes, well, you're
and
doing
hello,
so much. Yes, yes. Welcome, everybody. I can see the phone lines are filling up. And welcome, everyone. We hope to make this a really wonderful conversation for you. So, Irma, 1992 is an amazing milestone year for you, since that is when you have been doing all this wonderful work. Can you tell us how was your life back in 1992, or what got you started on your spiritual path?
Wow, that's a blast from the past. You know, it was interesting. I had a really short stint in corporate America, and having my son in Capricorn, you know, I was really gung-ho on, you know, climbing that mountain. But Spirit had other plans, I guess. In 92, I actually was in a car accident in 1990, and I was injured pretty seriously. And in my recovery, I sought out alternative healing, especially Reiki, which had an incredible effect on me. I'm a person that I don't do well with pharmaceutical medications, and they were making me feel really bad. So I was looking for, you know, alternative pain relief methods, acupuncture and Reiki primarily. So I, in my recovery, I was just so psyched up about it. I ended up going to massage school and getting a lot of Reiki training and energy work training and just completely changing my career. And interestingly, it was right on the, you can appreciate this being an astrologer, it was right on the tail end of my Saturn return. So it was all about, you know, kind of the big crossroads happening there. So that's kind of how that happened. And then in 96 is when I got into my channeling work. So that was about, you know, 4 years there where I was doing primarily body work and energy work. So that's kind of how that started.
I've heard that from a lot of people, that it does start with our inner questioning. You know, our inner, we're looking for more information, and it is typically because of an external event. I can relate to the career professional questions coming up, or just having a career change where you're looking for more information. You feel that unsatisfaction about something in your life, and you start asking the questions and traveling down a path, and you open up to this whole new world. I can only imagine what it must have been like for you in 1996 and moving through the 90s, because information wasn't as readily available as it is now.
That's true. And it's interesting, because looking back on that now, I just had my little, you know, word processor, and was just, you know, all this information was coming through. And I can see now that it was really about honing my craft as a writer and as a channel, because I didn't really have an audience at that time. It just kind of was for me and a few people in my circle. And the information that was coming through, it was not really for a wider audience either, you know, because there wasn't one. So that's kind of interesting. But, yeah, it's funny to think back in that world before, you know, connecting with everybody across the world. It's like, what do we do? It was a really different time then, you know.
Yes, and books had such a significance. I remember going into the self-help department and just taking whatever grabbed my attention, because that was where I could feed my soul, where I could find information, because, of course, the internet wasn't going on then. There weren't social media sites. Everything was in print. And I also felt alone because, like you said, we didn't have the communities that we have now. So it was a very different time. It's quite interesting to look back and see how far we've come. But that's what I love about you, Irma, is that you've been this trailblazer. And you probably didn't realize it at the time, but you've been doing this work for so long that it's really paved the way for others who are now doing it.
Right, Thank you so much. Yeah, I was joking the other day on Facebook that whenever I hear from these younger, like the Crystal Kids and the Indigos, they, I got this great letter and it said, oh, how did you handle slugging it out in 3D all those decades? Which I just love, you know. Yeah, we were slugging it out. I mean, we still are to a certain extent, but it's a very different world and it's a lot more accepting and receptive to what we have to offer, which I love. That's a beautiful thing. And I knew that would come in time. I did. But, you know, I have a lot of jokes about me doing Reiki, you know, in Orange County, California, and people just not being receptive to that at all. So I ended up moving to a beach community, and that helped. But yeah, it was, you know, it wasn't like people were really always happy to see me. But the one thing I think that came out, was born out of that was really important, that I think is still with me, is I was really starting to meet like and like-minded people. I ran a healing center called Bright Star Healing Center for 9 years, and so we attracted a lot of like-minded folks there, and that was really wonderful because that created a little sense of community, because I hear what you say about being alone, and, you know, I felt the same way. So that was kind of the first, you know, kind of social networking, you know, if you will. It was done in person at a location that I had, and I think that was important, too, to kind of plant those seeds for what I was going to do later, looking back on that.
Absolutely, yes. And to have that support is essential at that time, too, as it is now. And so it leads me into the work that you've been doing in more recent times with the Akashic Wisdom Keepers. And so that started for you around 2007. Is that accurate?
That's correct. Uh-huh. Yes, it is.
And so they are a featured energy in your book. So I wanted to make sure and bring in that perspective here so that people know that in, for example, the Aquarian Empath, you include channeled information from Akashic Wisdom Keepers. And that's, I think, what makes one of these books so special, is that they have multiple layers to it. Can you tell us a little bit more about how you felt their energetic presence?
Sure, absolutely. Thanks for talking about the keepers. I need to kind of back up a little bit, because when I first started doing the channeling work, I started in 96 with the archangelic energies. I used to call them the AAE for short, and that was the four primary archangels. And I worked with them from 96 to 2007. And I still do work with them on occasion, but they've now kind of gone back and they're not my primary guides anymore. Whereas the keepers, I received some training in 2007, and I should probably back up. I do tell the story a little bit in the intro at Cosmic Love about how Edgar Cayce was coming to me since I was a child and kept showing me this key, which is really cool, this big skeleton key, which is on the cover of Cosmic Love, which is really,
right,
you know, great for me. Yeah, it's kind of like full circle, like there's that key. So that's all like a really beautiful thing. But I was getting that there was this key, this training was the key to unlock that particular door. So when I finally sought out that training, that was just like, oh, you know, like you find the mother lode. That was like the ultimate kid in the spiritual candy store for me. I was so excited about it. I had a real, you know, knack for it and went for, you know, all the levels and just kind of soaked all that up. So it was interesting because everyone has Akashic Wisdom Keepers. Everyone has guides in their records. So I tell people I'm not unique in that sense. Obviously, mine are unique to me. Yours would be different, of course. But it was interesting when I started connecting with that work in a healing capacity and doing readings for me and clients, I started getting all of these messages, and I just started writing them down. I had a Facebook group at the time, Akashic Wisdom Keepers, and just, you know, I had no idea that 3 or 4 years later, when I started going through all that information, bless Lloyd Thompson at Starfield Press, who's listening right now, for the daunting task of going through 4 years of information. But that's kind of how that started. I just started getting these little snippets of things. They also, the keepers are responsible also for cosmic weather, because I started getting these weather messages in probably, I guess that was 2009 or 2010. And then, you know, I also was advised to start the page Cosmic Weather, which, as you know, has been really fun and really successful. So, you know, I just learned that when I listen to their guidance, things pretty much turn out okay. Even if it does, it seems kind of nutty or crazy at the time, because to be honest, I really didn't want to start that page and I was a little bit nervous about it. But I'm really, really happy how that's turned out. And we have a wonderful community there now. So, That's a little bit about, you know, how that came about. It came about from the training and just working with the energy and developing a deeper connection. There was a point in time, and I don't remember exactly when it was, it might have been 09, where, because there's a procedure when you do an Akashic reading, and Akashic readers will know what I'm talking about, where you really have to set the stage, and you have to say, you do a prayer, and you open the door, and it's kind of this procedure. There was a point in time when I stopped channeling them and became, and I started telepathically receiving their information in a different process that was just kind of more straight into my head, as it were. I talk about it a little bit in one of the books. So that was the shift. I think it was about 2009 where I started telepathically receiving the material, and then it became something different. So that's a little bit about that.
Right. And so I want to let people know that Cosmic Love is accruing some beautiful reviews, 5-star reviews on Amazon. People are loving this information. And it is a little bit more of a mainstream book that is good for anyone on a spiritual path, but also in your daily life. So is there anything else that you want to share about Cosmic Love, Irma, so that people know the energy of it? Because it's so high vibe, it's so loving and supportive. What was it like for you to put the information together?
You know, that's a great question. It was one of those books where when I was writing, that information was coming through, you know, a lot of it. Because, of course, you know, I still have my own personality, my ego and all of that, as Irma K. Sawyer. And I would read it, and it was one of those things where I really knew it was powerful information. I could tell that. But when it was put together, and Lori did such a beautiful job of putting it together in a certain way, to where it had a flow to it that it didn't really have before, you know, when I was bringing in these little pieces of it, it was kind of like just a little bit of the picture. When I could see the whole picture completed in the book, it blew me away. It was really, really emotional for me. You know, I refer to it as my baby, and it's my baby. It's like having this creation out in the world, and to be received, for it to be so well received, and the wonderful things that I'm hearing about this book all the time. I'm so grateful for the emails that I get from people that just say, I've had people say that just holding the book and connecting with it has, you know, made their life better, made their day better. So really, it's one of those things where I honestly didn't really know. You know, I knew, I had a feeling it was pretty powerful information that was going to be useful. But I'm so pleased at how people are connecting with it. It just makes my heart so happy. So thanks for asking about that.
Yes, and I want to let people know that it is available in both paperback and Kindle, because there is something about holding a book these days that I find nourishing. I'm used to my Kindle. I love it. I heart my Kindle, but I love a good paperback. And I think what all three of your books have in common is that they're ones that somebody will want to reference again and again. You don't just read it. It's not just a one-and-done book. It has knowledge that you want to come back to when you're having maybe a rough day or going through a rough phase. It just has this eternal wisdom that is a good resource for life.
Thank you so much. You know, I've really found that to be true, because when I went back and read Cosmic Love just the second time, because after it was published, I went, oh, I'm just going to go and read this. And I hadn't even, you know, accessed that material in a long time, because, as you know, I've been working on these other books. I gleaned information from that that was completely different than the other time that I read it, you know. And of course, I'm the one that wrote it, so it's like, if I'm doing that, then that kind of showed me that I think that's just the general vibe with that book. I think you're really right about that it's not a one-and-done book, and I don't think any of those books are. So thank you for talking about that. I think that's an important point.
Yeah, it's good for people to know. And you mentioned how Cosmic Love is your baby. Well, I have to tell you that I love The Aquarian Empath. I mean, I like all your books, but I think The Aquarian Empath is my number one, because as an empath, it's wonderful to get the energetic support that isn't always available out there. And people who listen to the show relate and identify as empaths. So I would love to dive a little bit more into that book about the main points and how it can assist empaths.
Thank you so much. I should probably correct myself that all three of them are my babies. Really. But empath, I'm really amazed at how that is connected with people. And I remember when I was writing that, and as you know, it's not a long book. I think it's 56 pages or something like that. And, of course, you know, the ego head comes in and says, well, that's not a very long book at all. But then I kept getting that everything I needed to say was in there. So that was just a trust process of, like, this is going to be a short book. And there was a great review on Amazon. It made me really happy where the person said, I didn't get the feeling that there was something that was left out of this book. Like everything I wanted to hear on the subject was there. So that was really affirming for that, for me, because I was kind of wondering, because it really isn't a large, not that it has to be large again, that's a whole other concept that we have. But that book was really, as I talk a little bit about in my introduction there, I definitely had issues as a very major, both a sensitive and an empathic person, with physical issues as a kid and just a lot of the issues that empaths face, as far as not having tools. And I really didn't get proper tools until I was already pretty well on a path as an energy worker and a massage therapist, and was, coming home from work thinking like, wow, I'm going to have a pretty short career if I don't figure out how to deal with this. And I was very, very lucky that Spirit put some wonderful teachers in my path pretty early on. And again, this is going back in the 90s where people were not discussing this very openly. It was kind of like, oh, well, put your grounding cord down and wash your hands and you'll be fine. That was about
right. That's
all
how you
that
deal
we
with
got.
It.
That was it, like, oh, you're fine. And, and then it was like, well, what if you have matching pictures with the client? And what if you, can't shake off a session? And, there were all of these things that were coming up. And I worked with a wonderful teacher. I want to give a shout out. Her name is Kay Swofford up in Oakland, California. And she was very much ahead of the game. And I guess that would have been the late 90s with doing very detailed energy work and what I would call, energetic hygiene work for empaths. So I did a tutorial with her, and that just changed everything for me, because then I was able to function better. I was able to work with clients better. So also when I started doing the work with the keepers, there was a lot of information that started coming through too with the cosmic weather. I actually started doing these empath reports, like, okay, here's the weather for the general populace. If you're an empath and a sensitive person, you might be feeling these things. And I found that those reports really were like bingo. They really connected with people. And I think that's part of the reason that page grew so much, to be honest, is because I kept hearing like, oh my gosh, you're talking to me. This is not being addressed anywhere. Thank you so much. So that I knew I was on to something with that. And not only was it helpful for me to know what was going on in the weather and with the energy and all of that, it really felt great to be able to help other people. And of course, my empathic brothers and sisters, shout out to them, making the world a better place every day and, working through these challenges. So that's kind of how that came about. And of course, there's some, as you read the book, there's some wonderful work in there by Celestina, Archangel Celestina, and she has a lot to do with clearing shame and guilt, which can be a big issue for people that identify as both empathic and light workers. So that material, that particular kind of material, is something I feel really drawn to writing more about. I was just speaking to a friend of mine last night about that, how that really connects with people. As far as people that identify, like I said, as being sensitive or empathic, and some of the challenges that, and also some of the triumphs and the great things about that too. I want to talk about that too. And I did in the book a little bit, about how it's not all, I think, there's the one part where I said, oh, it feels like the question was, it feels like the world is made of glass and I don't have shoes on, And it's like, okay, how do we work with that? How do we make that better for us? How do we not feel like that every day of our life, So in a way, I think that that's a huge part of my mission and what I'm here to do is to further explore that topic. And I think, honestly, I already have material in my head for empath too. And I don't know if we're going to call it that or we're going to just, add it to. I'll have to talk to my publisher about that. But I'm getting a lot of more detailed and more advanced information for people, kind of like, okay, we're familiar with this stuff. We have some basic tools now. So this is more for people. The information that's coming in now is more for people that have the basic tools and maybe want a little bit more clarity and illumination in that same topic. So that's what's going on with that.
Yes, and what I found really rewarding about reading The Aquarian Empath was how validating it was. It normalized things. It's like, okay, I'm not some crazy person who's just hypersensitive in the world. This is something that is real and valid, and this is how I can use tools to honor my energy and move through life in a beautiful way. That's what I took away from it, was all of the like the little, what would you say, little like activities or tools you provide so that people know how to function.
Right. Right. I'm so glad to hear that, Molly, that it helped you. That just, you know, for every person that tells me that. Yeah, that's the one thing I hear a lot is when people will say, oh, I'm not crazy. And so, you know, I feel like it's so affirming to know that there's other people that are like me. And like I said, that was the thing that that showed up all the way back in the 90s was like, that's an important message to get out there to people that there are like, there are people like themselves and that it's really okay. So I think that's kind of the fundamental message, you know, kind of like the building block message of that book is that really it's okay, it's going to be okay. And these are some tools that you can use, you know, to help navigate through life, especially now. And I love that what you said about the week earlier. Yes, we're in big week, big energies. As you know, cardinal cross years. I think it's no accident that this material is coming out during all of this because you know this is quite a pressure cooker cosmically and karmically that we're in right now. I said something the other day that, you know, I dedicated Heroes by David Bowie to everybody that's alive right now because I think we're all heroes to be alive right now. This is a pretty intense time, you know, and it requires a lot of courage. So I feel just completely blessed and honored that there's an audience for this material, really. Like, it makes my heart just sing every day. Yeah.
Yes.
It's great.
And I don't think I mentioned this at the beginning, but for everybody listening, please know that Irma is a wonderful astrologer and she does some great weekly updates. Check those out on her Facebook page, which is the Cosmic Love and Wisdom one. I'm sorry because you have
No, actually it's the Cosmic Weather is the Stars and Vibes one. They can also just do a search on the words Cosmic Weather and it'll pull up my page, but it's facebook.com/StarsandVibes will take them right to Cosmic Weather.
Awesome. Okay, Stars and Vibes. Yes, because you do some really thorough energetic updates there that I have found wonderful. And I want people to be aware of those because, you know, we're going through so many big energies right now. And, you know, 2014 is going to be big as well. So we're gearing up in some ways, but we're also, you know, every day we are showing up in our energy. And like you said, we are the heroes right now.
We are, absolutely. Everybody out there, you know, holding the light and doing it. You know, the message today, the Fullman message was about being an agent of love. You know, there's a lot of wonderful people out there that are agents of love in this place every day. And that's the beautiful thing, I think, about social media is, and I met you there, and, you know, all these amazing people. That's the miracle of it. To me, it's like, oh, wow, look at all these people doing this great work. And thanks. That means a lot to me, by the way, for the plug about my astrology page, because your work is amazing. So I really appreciate that. Thanks, Molly.
Oh, yes. Thank you. It's fun for me to find others who speak the astrology lingo, and you know, we can just get it. And I'm sure we could have a whole other show about the astrology stuff.
We probably could. Yeah, that would be fun.
So the third book, which is the one that has just been released a few weeks ago, is called The Aquarian Path to Abundance. And I want to let people know that this one is so timely because abundance, financial flow, money, all of that is coming up really big for people right now. So one is also divinely timed. Can you tell us a little bit more about the material in The Aquarian Path to Abundance?
Absolutely, and I want to let people know that we're having and what my publisher wonderfully called the Abundant Intro Prize, that the paperback is only $4.44, and the Kindle version is 99 cents at Amazon until the 30th. So if anybody wants to get in on this one, now's the time to do it. So I wanted to let them know about that intro pricing that we have. That's because being gratitude and sharing is a big part of abundance, right? So that's the way to keep the flow is make this book affordable. I want to, you know, get this book in the hands of as many people as want it. So especially the 99 cents for the digital version, you know, that's obviously highly affordable. So that's part of the reasoning behind that. That material, that's really interesting because how that came up, I had no idea that was going to end up as its own book because as a lot of this material was coming through for Cosmic Love, there was a lot of material that was specifically around abundance issues, prosperity issues, and also there was a little subgroup or subcategory of information about financial and prosperity issues that were significant to light workers, empaths, people of that ilk, that seemed to be a little bit different than some things other people were experiencing. And so the keepers were really starting to go into a lot of things about negative programming and how can we, you know, what is this connected to, and you know, what is lack, where is lack really coming from? And then in a bigger picture, they started really getting into stuff about big stuff like the Matrix and about control mechanisms on the planet. And I love that they talk about, I think this was probably going back into 2011, but they started talking about being magicians. And, you know, at first, you know, you can go, oh, you know, have a little chuckle about that. But they're really right. And they really go into how can we use these energies and technologies that are available to us now to transcend these limitations. How can we be a magician in our own life? How can we really get into the flow of abundance and let this other stuff around it kind of pass us by? And I had a wonderful review there. The first review said it gave some really practical tools. And again, we're back to this practical thing. I think that's one of the reasons why you and I connect so well, is because, you know, I've got that Virgo stellium and I'm a Capricorn. It's all about, like, how are we going to make it real? You know, making it real is really important to me. And I think that's part of the reason why it can, you know, connects with people. It's like, oh, this is how you do it. It's not just like we're meditating, floating on a lily pad, you know, which is all fine and good, but it's like, how can I, you know, like, how can I make my checkbook, you know, how can I make my checking account, like, reflective? How can I make this real in my own life? You know, that's what it's about. So I think that book, I'm already getting some great responses from people, that it also has tools. All of the, you know, all the books have some practical tools in them. And that one, and it's funny because I haven't read that material either. I'm still waiting for my own copy. But I do, obviously do remember what a lot was said. And there's a lot of things about unhooking from certain frequencies and kind of, you know, hooking or grooving into these other frequencies. And the keepers are always talking about, it's all here, you know, Nirvana's not anywhere else. It's just all right here. It's all about, you know, they use the analogy of choosing a station, you know, a radio station. You don't really like the sound of that one. Well, you know, turn the dial. Here's another one. So it's really, you know, about choice. And they talk a lot about choice, about energetic choices. And a lot of the teachings are very simple. You know, as my one teacher said, they're simple, but they're not easy necessarily. Because, you know, we've got this thing about, oh, it's got to look this way. And, you know, again, we've got some conditioning and things that we need to break through. But the good news is that we can do it. We absolutely can do it. I know we can do it. I've done it. Not that there's a goal, but I've done these little things like, I need to raise X dollars by this day. Okay, Spirit, let's make it happen. And we did. And when you keep doing that over and over and you keep reinforcing it, that's when it becomes a reality in your life, is when it's proof positive in your life. So my hope for that book is that people start working with that. They really start working with it and start being magicians in their own life and making it happen. Because the other thing, too, is that the keepers talk about, well, to be a change agent, I mean, that's a tongue twister, in this, on the planet, you have to have resources. So we can help and assist more people when we are abundant. That's just a fact, right? We can't do a lot. We're worried. If we're worried about keeping a roof over our head, how are we supposed to align with these higher frequencies of love if we're in fear, if we're in anxiety, you know? And certain controlling interests, you know, certain controlling interests would like certain people to stay there and be there. And that's all fine and good. That's their game, and we're just not playing it anymore. So that's basically, you know, kind of in a nutshell how that is. It's just like how to step out of anxiety and fear and step into, confidence and abundance, abundantly confident. You know, that's kind of what we're moving into. And I feel like now with a lot of these things breaking down with the Pluto, you know, as you know, the Pluto Capricorn, a lot of these old ways of money and, you know, ways of getting money, they're not working anymore. We know a lot of people have lost their jobs. You know, there's a lot of downsizing and a lot of, you know, weird, scary stuff that's been happening around that. That's just a fact. So I feel like instead of going like, oh, what are we going to do? You know, I'm getting into panic mode. It's like, okay, we're going to get calm. Maybe we'll freak out for a little while. I'll give myself a couple hours to freak out. And then when I'm done freaking out, I'm going to say, you know what I mean? Like, what are we going to do? We're going to become magicians. We're going to hook up with life and, like, you know, light-minded individuals. And we're going to make this happen. And we're going to create the kind of reality, abundant reality we want to live in. So that, I think, is what the keepers have always been about. And, you know, abundance is part of it, you know. And all of these books, I see them as kind of like spokes on the wheel, you know what I mean, because they're all kind of connecting us back to the center. So
yes,
there you go.
And yes, you said so many great points there. And it is good for people to know that, you know, abundance supports you because then it allows you to be of better service and to do more in the
absolutely.
World. And as Irma so beautifully explained, just to have that in our psyches can calm down any of those other parts of us that are flaring up and afraid of abundance or have some deeper self-worth things going on there. You know, you're here to be abundant. You're here to have everything you could possibly want and create. I believe that's just the core of one of our human experiences.
Amen. Absolutely right. That's right, sister. You know, and the other thing to tie into this is what I've seen in my work with people that identify as being light workers and empathic, is there's a lot of, you know, abundance issues that are associated with that. And a lot of people that, you know, that come from less than abundant backgrounds, they've come from abusive or neglectful backgrounds. I come from one myself, so I can relate to that. So it's in finding and working with these energies and clearing them and healing them, there's often a prosperity and abundance issue related to it. It can be very first and second chakra. It can be very, you know, survival. Creative stuff, the creative flow may be blocked up again in the second chakra. So that ties in. We could talk more about that, you know, down the road about my healing work. But in that sense, there's really a connect. I've seen a really powerful connection, which is another reason why I think this book was supposed to get out there, just like Empath was, because, again, it has practical tools. Also, there's an alignment that there's other beings out there that are facing some of these same challenges. And I know that I have, too. You know, I've had serious blocks to abundance in my life, and that was obviously why I wrote the book on it. That book was for me, too. You know, that was about reflecting that back to me and what's possible. You know, we're all learning this. We're all, you know, I see
yeah.
it like a relearning. We're reprogramming a lot of just junk and stuff that doesn't work for us anymore. And, you know, it's not our grandparents' world anymore, and bless them, because if they weren't here, you know, then we wouldn't be here. But there's so much going on with the shift in the new paradigm that we have to really start, again, thinking like magicians, thinking about creative beings in this space and not just being passive and letting it all happen to us, but actually being active creators in the whole process. So they talk a lot about, give a lot of tools about how to do that as well.
Beautifully said. Yes, you have so much information to share. And I want to let people know that because Irma has so much wonderful knowledge to share, she's going to be back here on the program in a few weeks. We're going to do a part two on October 23rd, sharing more about Irma's healing practice, her services, how you can reach out to her for energy work and intuitive guidance. We're going to dive into that later on in October. So just know that that is coming up, and keep that on your schedule because that is going to be another fascinating conversation with Irma Sawyer. Irma, we just have a few minutes left, and we've covered so much good information here. Everyone, you can get these books on Amazon. You can also connect with Irma and find out more about her directly on her website, irmaksawyer.com. We've covered a lot, and of course the books have just a wealth of information. Is there anything else we should know about your books, your writing process, anything that you know, people would love to know about you and how you put these beautiful creations into the world?
Wow, that's a great question. Before I answer that, though, I would like to just say that the books are also available at the other Barnes & Noble, through iTunes, through lots of places besides Amazon, too, especially people that want digital copies. Yeah, if they want a digital copy, except there's Kobo, there's iTunes, you know, Barnes & Noble, and I probably and Sony. And there's even more than that, but I wanted to just get that out there that there's other places. I know that the special introductory price on the Abundance book, I believe, is only available at Amazon.com, though, so they might want to keep that in mind. Wow, what to share with people. First of all, I'm really excited to come back next month. That's going to be great.
Yay!
Yay! I really don't know.
I have a question. I put you on the spot, but I have a question about that. You focus on the Aquarian energy, the Aquarian empath, the Aquarian path to abundance. Can you give people some insight on what that is for you, the Aquarian energy?
That's such a great question, Molly. Thank you so much. Well, as you know, we are moving. I'd like to know your thoughts on this, maybe off the record, off the interview sometime. But there's been a question as far as when the Age of Aquarius actually started. There's, you know, that's not really all that cut and dry. But we are moving into this. This is something that we can all agree on. So the age that is passing away is the Piscean age. So it was really interesting when this material started coming through. They started talking about, in the Aquarian age, it will be like this. And, you know, there are aspects of it. And one of the big aspects of the Aquarian age, and this is not just from the keepers, this has been reflected in various channels and teachers, is that it was all about being your own guru. It was no longer the age of the guru, which the Piscean age was about. It was about being your own teacher and your own guru, being your own fully sovereign being. And also it was about, which is an Aquarian principle, as you know, in astrology, kind of an agape love for all beings, seeing all beings as your brothers and sisters, no one being higher or lower than anyone else. The end of the isms, the racism and the sexism and all of that stuff that's, you know, just not in alignment with Aquarian principles. So I feel like these books are very much in alignment with Aquarian principles because they're all about looking at the individual as a sovereign being, as a guru and teacher and a light unto themselves, and not really, and it's also about not giving power away, which is an important thing to talk about too, because there was a lot of, you know, giving power away to mommy, daddy. I talk about that too, the church, whoever it is, you know, that's been in our history, and we all know how well that worked out. So, and again, no blame, there was a lot of wisdom gained from that, you know, so I feel like there's some gold in that there shadow, as I like to say, but that's no longer where we're at. We're just not there anymore. We're moving into an era of being our own person, and to be our own person means we're honoring both our light and our dark. We're doing our own shadow work. We're no longer projecting our stuff out on other people. The keepers talk a lot about that. They talk about offloading is the word that they use, which I love. And how it's not cool. It's not about that anymore. And that ties into boundaries, again, you know, not just for empaths, but for everybody. If people are excessively offloading on you, well, that can certainly be uncomfortable. So this all ties into, like, you know, and we're on the learning curve. Again, it's a learning curve. We're all learning how to do this. We're learning how to be more abundant and prosperous. We're learning how to have, you know, proper boundaries. We're learning how to be our own teacher and guru. So it's not like something we're going to, oh, we've got it all figured out. But that, to me, that's what that means. We're moving into that energy, and that's what that energy looks like to me. So thanks for that question. That was a great question.
That was beautifully explained, because I think that's something we can forget at times. You had some really good points right there. And, you know, giving away our power, the offloading, that's a great term, because we can be unconsciously doing that based on some deeper programming, some unconscious patterns or beliefs. I mean, there's a lot of things that can go into that, but that's really what we are moving away from. And that's what I love about your work too, Irma, is that we are our own guru, and the age of going to someone else or looking outside ourselves for that authority is ending. And that's what we're seeing in the external world.
Yes, definitely. And as you know, the astrology is really supporting that too.
Yes, you know, absolutely.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, that was. Thank you so much. That was fun to think about that for a minute. I like that. That was great.
Well, wonderfully explained. Thank you so much, and thank you for your time. I know you're busy. You have a lot going on right now, but I appreciate that you had time to speak with me today and to connect with all the listeners all over the globe. As always, you can find more about Irma on her website, as I've said, Irma K. Sawyer, or on Facebook or Twitter. On Twitter, she is @StarGirl23, if you want to follow her for the latest updates and wisdom and columns. So thank you, Irma, for being here today. It's been such a joy to connect with you.
Thank you, Marvelous Molly. You're my new nickname for you. And thank you so much to everyone listening today. Namaste and blessings all. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and thank you, everybody. As always, I appreciate your time. I know you have a lot of ways you can spend your energy, and I appreciate that you took the time to listen to this show. Join me next week as we talk about some of those spirituality questions, and I hope to also see you back here when Irma returns in October for some more information. Have a great afternoon, a great day, a great week ahead, and we'll see you back here soon. Take good care. Namaste.
Alive, alive. I wish that I